Major League Baseball hasn't given up on making a deal with Cuba. It's still searching for ways to sign the island's star players. This after the Trump administration canceled a deal brokered by President Obama that would have let Cuban athletes come play in the U.S. without defecting. MLB has hired new lobbyists, and its commissioner recently met with President Trump. But as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the Cuban players are now dealing with dashed hopes and disappointment.
Players warm up on the field at the Latino Americano Stadium in Havana before a hot Sunday afternoon game. While batters take practice swings, pitcher Pavel Hernandez-Bruce, with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, says he was taken by surprise to see his name on the Cuban Baseball Federation's list of 34 players unveiled in April. I was just watching TV and saw my name on the list, he says. That meant U.S. Major League Baseball scouts could legally sign him up for play through the deal brokered during President Obama's warming of relations with Cuba. It's something I've always wanted, he says, going to play in the U.S. Major Leagues. But less than a week after the list was released, President Trump canceled the MLB deal, claiming the U.S. doesn't do business with Cuba's communist leaders and that Cuba's baseball federation is controlled by the regime. That topic and all things baseball are routinely discussed in heated tones in Havana's famous Parque Central, Central Park. All Cubans feel destroyed now, says Juan de Dios. Canceling the deal was a cruel blow to the players, he said. But Tony Salazar, sporting a Houston Astros cap, says everyone knows the government controls Cuba's baseball federation. If you play with the league, you aren't a free agent, he says. Salazar hopes something is worked out so the Cuban players don't have to risk so much to make it to the U.S. For decades, Cuban players have had to defect to make it to the U.S. majors. They travel a dangerous path through Mexico, Haiti, or the Dominican Republic in the hands of a network of smugglers. MLB said the new deal would put an end to that perilous practice. And in fact, during the first 4 months of this year, not one player was smuggled off the island, says Cuban sports writer Francis Romero. The brakes were on. The whole exodus had stopped, says Romero, reached by phone in Miami. He says those numbers will inevitably rise again. MLB is trying to persuade the Trump administration to reconsider the deal, but Trump officials say they won't work with Cuba until the island's regime stops its support of Venezuela. And that has put Major League Baseball in a tough spot, says Adrian Burgos Jr., a history professor at the University of Illinois. He says MLB's reputation has been stained by the smugglers who operate in the sport, but the polarizing political times don't look favorable for a quick resolution.
And in the interim, it's really those Cuban baseball defectors who will have to carry the weight of the implications of this agreement not going into effect.
Back at the Havana Stadium, Hernandez's team is winning. He says he won't defect and will stay in Cuba and keep playing. Maybe Donald Trump won't get reelected next year, he says.
Sí, creo que el mundo entero espera eso.
And with a chuckle, he says that's something the whole world is hoping for. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Havana.